Shalom, my dear friends. We are studying together the parables that are found in the Gospels, in the New Covenant, in the Brit HaChadasha, and of course we are studying the parables that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, have shared in the land of Israel some 2,000 years ago. And today I would like to share with you a very beautiful parable that is called the parable of the Good Samaritans. The Hebrew is Mashal HaShomroni HaTov, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Well, let me read you this parable that was taught by the Lord, even though the word parable or mashal or parabole is not mentioned here in this Luke chapter 10 passage, but again, to remind you that a mashal, a parable, a parabole is simply an illustration. It's an object lesson that teach the disciples, that teach those that were around Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. You and I today, spiritual lesson that will help us to grasp the things that the Lord trying to seek to teach us. And so we read in Luke chapter 10, verse 30. And Jesus answering and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he had saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. And the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, continued in asking this question. He said, which of these 3, thinkest thou, was neighbor to him that fell among the thieves? And he, that is that lawyer that challenged him in the beginning, he said, he that showed mercy unto him, namely the Samaritan. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do likewise. Isn't it beautiful? A story, beautiful parable, beautiful mashal, beautiful example, where Yeshua is seeking to teach a very, very important lesson. You see, we are here in Luke chapter 10, and the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, sent the disciples 2 by 2 to preach the message of the gospel from city to city, from town to town in the land of Israel. The 70 that he sent returned again to him with joy, because they had been blessed by, empowered by the Lord, by God, and as they were sharing the message of the gospel, they had been blessed, and they returned, and they had joy with them. We read in verse 20 that the Lord Jesus said to them, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You see, they were believers in Yeshua the Messiah. Their names were written in heaven because they trusted in him and they followed him. But then notice what we read. We read that in verse 25 on, there was a certain lawyer, and the Hebrew word is chacham echad, a wise student of the Hebrew scriptures, of the Torah and the Hebrew scriptures. He stood and he tempted Yeshua, or tested Yeshua. And he says, Master, What shall I do to inherit eternal life? This is verse 25 of Luke 10. And the Lord, he said unto him, what is written in the law, in the Torah? How do you read the Torah? And this man, this student or lawyer, this one that was able to study the Torah, he said, it's in the scripture, in the Torah it said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbors as thyself. He was actually quoting Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5 and so on, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God. And he was quoting these verses that are found in the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy. He also, notice that, in verse 27, quoted, and thy neighbor as thyself, as it is written in Leviticus 19 and verse 18, ve'ahavta lereacha kamocha, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, said to him, you know, you have answered right. He said, this do, and you shall live. In other words, he challenged him, and he said to him, you know what? This is the truth, because the whole law really prescribed from God for the nation of Israel and all humanity to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, and also to love our neighbor, mankind, as well. Now imagine if we could have done so, to love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, and to love the neighbors, all the human race that are around us, to love them in such an extent that we are blessing to them and seeking their welfare. Can you imagine what the condition would have been here in the world in which we live in? That's the question that this student of the law asked Yeshua the Messiah. He said to him, how can I inherit eternal life? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, my dear friend, while God called Israel and called all men to love him, and God called all men to love our neighbors, to love the population in the world, those that are close to us and those that are far, yet they are all, we are all neighbors of one of another. Can you imagine if we would have acted in such a way? The problem is, my dear friend, is that we never love God enough, and we always fail in loving God, and we also can say that we fail in loving one another, loving our neighbor. But you see, Yeshua wanted to his own disciples to be thankful, to rejoice that their names are written in heaven because they believed on him. They have accepted him as the Mashiach, as the Messiah. But this person, who was a one that was called here a certain lawyer, in Hebrew it's called a Chacham Echad, a wise man, he challenged Yeshua the Messiah and said to him, what must I do that I will inherit eternal life? And now that he explained to the Lord, that the Lord teaches to love God with all our hearts and to love men in the same way, he said, go and do likewise, and you will have eternal life. Can you imagine? If we would have loved God the way we should, and if we would have loved men the way we should, we would have been in a condition, in a suitable condition to have eternal life. The problem is, that we don't love God the way we should. Neither do we love man the way we should. And you know why the problem is? Because we are sinners by nature. Yet God's standard remained the same. He demanded love for him and love for man. And when we realize that we don't love God the way we should, because of our sin nature, and we don't love man the way we should, that should break us and cause us to say, God, I need your grace. I fail you. I am a sinner. But you see what happened with this man? Sadly, according to verse 29, before Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, teaches this important mashal, parable, story, to illustrate the truth of what God desires for man, and that man had failed, and man needs Redeemer, a Savior. This gentleman said, as it says here in verse 29, he willing to be, to justify himself. He wanted to justify himself. He said unto Jesus, unto Yeshua, and who is my neighbor? In other words, he bypassed who is God, because he assumed that he loved God sufficient enough. And now he wanted to know, who is my neighbor? In other words, for him, nobody around him have any problem with him. He assumed he loved God and he loved neighbors. And therefore he said, who is my neighbor? Because he wanted to justify himself. Apparently, he did not love God as he ought. Neither did he love his neighbor as he should. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to ask, who is my neighbor? And from here on, beloved friend, is where Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, gives us this very interesting story, mashal, parable. And notice that in verse 30, Jesus answering and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Yeshua, the Messiah, said, you see, a man came down from Jerusalem, down to Jericho. Jerusalem is about 3,000 feet above sea level. Jericho is about 1,000 feet below sea level. You have about 4,000 feet of a walk, quite a long journey. And he went down from Jerusalem all the way towards Jericho. But what happened? He fell among thieves, as we read here in verse 30, and they wounded him, they stripped him, and they beat him, and they left him half dead. The story that Yeshua is teaching, this one who knew the law, and his own disciples, and those that were around him. And then in verse 31 and verse 32, he says, listen, by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. He didn't help him. Then he continued, and he said, and the Levite, when he came, was at the death place, he looked on him, and he passed by on the other side. In other words, neither the priest nor the Levite, who knew the Torah, who knew the law, did help him. Remember, he asked, who is my neighbor? You see, my dear friend, in chapter 23 of the book of Exodus, God said to his own people of Israel in verses 4 and 5, if thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back again to him. And if thou see the ass of him that hateth thee laying under his burden, and wouldst forbear to help him, thou shalt surely make sure that you help him. Exodus chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. This is the instruction of the law. A little bit later on in the book of Leviticus, also we read, in verse 14 and 15, thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but thou shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord, God said to the people of Israel in verse 14. He shall do no unrighteousness, In judgment, thou shalt not respect of persons of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor. Amitcha in Hebrew. In other words, God in the law gave instruction to the people of Israel that they ought to help one another and even the enemies. But this student of the law wanted to justify himself, and he asked, who is thy neighbor? Well, it's very clear that thy neighbor is any man. But apparently, my dear friend, in the parable Yeshua said, a certain man, he came down from Jerusalem on the way to Jericho. He was captured by thieves. They stripped him, they beat him, they wounded him, they left him half dead. Neither the priest nor the Levite helped him. The people who knew the right thing to do did not help him. Like many times you and I don't help somebody else, and we know what is the right thing, even as believers in the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Sadly, this is the human condition. But that is not what the Lord wishes for His own people to do. And definitely, it only shows us that there is nothing we can do to get eternal life except trusting in God, in the Mashiach, in the Messiah who died for us and paid for our sins. And so the Lord Jesus continued, and he says, notice that in verse 33, he said, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him, and he bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, set him on his own beast, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and he gave it unto the host, and he said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever you spend more, when I come back, I will repay thee. Now you notice what Yeshua in this parable presented now? He spoke about the priest. He spoke about the Levites, both of them from the tribe of Levi who knew the law very well. They were responsible over the nation of Israel, service for the Lord, the sacrificial system, and all carrying the furniture of the tabernacle and the temple. They had a privilege. They knew the Torah. And yet they didn't help. But notice, the Samaritan came down unexpectedly. He came down, notice in verse 33, a certain Samaritan as he journeyed came down where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. He bound up his wounds. He poured oil and wine on him. He set him on his own beast. He brought him to an inn, and he ultimately took care of him, and he even gave him his own means, his own money to pay for the care of this man that fell among thieves. And he made a promise. I will come back, and whatever you spend, I will repay this unto you. What an amazing lesson. What an amazing lesson. The lesson is, beloved, friends, my dear friend, is the fact that the showing mercy and behavior towards others is essential, not for salvation, because for this Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, died. And here we can receive also the beautiful illustration. The Shomroni, the Samaritan, is one that was at enmity with our people of Israel, and Israel with the Samaritan. Actually, the Shomroni was a descendant of the northern 10 tribes of Israel who departed from the Lord and have gone astray and worship idols. It's a mixture of the people of the 10 tribes of Israel and of the nations of the world who mixed, and they were actually worshiping pagan gods, idols. So the Shomroni was unexpected to come down and to help this man that fell among thieves. Now that Samaritan, of course, is not speaking as he was a Samaritan of the Lord Jesus the Messiah, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. The Samaritans were worshipping other gods, but the lesson is tremendous. The lesson is tremendous. Here we learn that the one that we did not expect to come was the one who came and helped this wounded man who was walking down from Yerushalayim to Samaria, was captured by thieves. And the lesson here, the important lesson that we learn here, is the compassion that God had upon us, upon you, upon me, that Yeshua wanted to teach this lawyer with respect to receive eternal life. Our eternal life does not depend upon works that we do, but our eternal life depends upon the mercy and the grace that God had showed towards us sinners when he sent down his son into this world. Because by nature, men love darkness rather than light. John 3:19. But then God so loved the world that he sent the Mashiach, the son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's not by what we do that we gain eternal life, but what he did. Our blessed Lord Yeshua Jesus the Messiah. And you notice what he did? He came where we were. He bound up our wounds. He poured on us oil and wine representing the Holy Spirit of God. Set us on his own beast and brought us into the inn, into the assembly of believers. Imagine what Yeshua have done. And he gave a promise. After he spoke to the keeper of the inn, he said, "When I come again, I will repay thee." He promised to return again. And so he asked this lawyer, he said unto him, "Which of these three do you think was the neighbor unto him that fell among thieves?" You see what he did? He reversed. He doesn't say, remember as the man said, "Who is my neighbor?" The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, reverses. And he said, "Who are you neighbor to?" And that is exactly what the Lord Jesus have done for us. We who were his enemies. He came from heaven to redeem us, even though we didn't expect that he would come. And yet he came. In love for you, in love for me, Yeshua Jesus the Messiah came to provide redemption for us. My dear friend, wonderful parable called the parable of the good Samaritan. Hashomroni Atov. May the Lord help us. May the Lord bless you, my dear friend, as you learn from the Word of God about Jesus the Messiah. God bless you. And shalom, shalom.